This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Apostle Kenny Townsend.
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord and all of his hosts. Thank you, thank you, thank you all near and far for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on this station. I'm your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 29 years and counting, none other than in the person of...
Amen. I'm Minister Mildred Townsend, just blessed of the Lord on this beautiful day that the Lord has made.
Amen. And to those of you that have tuned in, whether you're traveling up and down the highways, maybe you're behind prison bars on today, maybe you're in the convalescent homes, whatever the case may be, we would like to welcome each and every one of you. As a matter of fact, what we'd like you to do right now is get on the phone, call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them that Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, is now on the air with Bishop Kenny Townsend. Maybe you're listening via the internet, but in any event, we are so delighted to come wherever you are, into your homes, your hospital rooms, your jail cells. It doesn't matter. We count it a privilege as well as an honor to be with you on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. And again, if you are listening, we'd like to remind you that every Sunday morning, that's right, every Sunday morning at the Hilltop Nursing Home, we are taking church to those that are unchurched, those that cannot make their way out, amen, to the sanctuary, those that can't make their way to the local assemblies. Yes, the Bible said, forsaken not the assembling of yourself, as such some have done. Well, guess what? We think it only means going to the building. It means taking it to the people who can't make it to the building. You see, you're still forsaken to assemble yourself together if you're not going to folks who can't make it to the building. You know, the Holy Ghost is bringing broad range understanding in the dispensation of time in which that we are living in. And we thank and praise God for it, for it has been the misunderstanding down through the years if you ain't in the church building on a Sunday morning, you ain't went to church. But you know what? If you ain't taking church to somebody that can't make it to the church building, Minister Mildred, you still not in the church. Why? Because we are the church. Yes, brothers and sisters. Well, Bishop Townsend, what if you had a church? You'd be at your building. I sure would. But you know what? I'm still going to make time to be for those that can't make it. Now, that's simply saying you may not be able to do it on a Sunday. You may not be able to do it on a Wednesday, but you got 7 days within a week to take church to the unchurched. And it doesn't have to be in a diplomatic type way. You see, there's a lot of time we think that if we ain't got that suit on or we ain't got that pretty dress on, Minister Mildred, with that big old hat on your little bitty head, we think that we ain't properly in church.
Amen. And Bishop, really, if you just count on those 2 hours that you give God on Sunday or a Wednesday, that is not what the real church is about. What you're doing the rest of the week. Amen. Each day counts with God. And we're to present ourselves, amen, in a church-like manner. What I'm meaning that, you know, you take the church everywhere you go.
Amen. Praise God. Now, for those of you that will be calling in later on, you know, as always, we love to open up the prayer line. Yes, we know that men ought to always pray and to not faint. And we're living in an hour where men's hearts are failing them because of the things that are rapidly coming upon the face of the earth. Yes, people of God, we say it's time to pray. It ain't never been time to stop praying.
All right,
amen. Even from the days, Minister Mildred, when they say they took prayer out of school. No, they didn't. You can't take out of a man what's genuinely in his heart. I'm sorry. No. That's just the excuse that the enemy has planted in our mind for so long that they took prayer out of the school. And since they've taken prayer out of the school, look at all the hell that we're going through. No, the truth of the matter is you allowed Satan to take it out of your heart. Plant it back in your children's mind. Plant it back within their spirit that, baby, when you sit down, even while the teacher's doing roll call, be praying in your spirit till they get to your name. Yes, parents, we still have that responsibility to be able to tell our children that. So always realize that you have that responsibility to teach them. On that note, we're going to ask Minister Mildred to share a scripture with us, and she's going to share a scripture, and then we're going to go before the throne of grace in prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. Isaiah 41 and 10. Read this. Praise God. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will hold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord God, for all things. We come to you thanking and praising you, Lord God, for looking down on us on last night and having mercy upon each and every one of us, Lord. And Lord, we just come to say thank you. Thank you for all the things that you've done. Lord, many people are seeking your hand instead of giving you thanks for what you've done already. And Lord, we just want to continue to praise you.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Thank you for the things that you've done already.
Yes.
And Lord God, we just pray for our brothers.
Hallelujah.
The one that is not so fortunate today.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, still bound in sin.
Hallelujah.
Father,
yes.
We pray that you would just destroy.
Destroy it now, Lord.
In their lives.
In the name
Lord,
of Jesus.
Lord, we just pray for your people everywhere. Everywhere on the sound of my voice. Lord, you're more than able to do above. To do above all that we can think or act. And Father, we just thank you.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
We just thank you today.
Thank
these
you, Lord.
These are, Lord, the ones that are burying loved ones.
Yes,
praying
Lord.
Praying for their comfort.
Right now.
Praying that you would just have your way.
Lord, right now, Lord
in
God.
In the mighty name
in
of Jesus.
In the name of
Father,
Jesus.
Comfort them as only you know how. Lord, we're praying for the ones behind prison bars.
Yes, Lord.
Lord,
God.
We're praying for all of the ones
in the name of Jesus.
Home.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord,
we're praying for the ones in other countries that are being beheaded for
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
For their Christian faith.
Yes,
God,
Lord God. In the
Lord,
name of Jesus.
For them.
Thank you, Lord.
We don't want to get away from praying for our brothers and
thank
sisters
you, Jesus.
That are going through, that are
hallelujah.
Being persecuted.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, it's only a moment of time.
Thank you, Lord God.
Here.
Yes.
In some cases, Lord, help us. To be ready. Help us, Lord, to be focused on the things of you,
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let nothing sneak upon us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
Father,
Lord.
Father, we give you praise.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
Father, we give you glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise be to God. Brothers and sisters, family, listening near and far, listen. God still answers prayer. He still is in the prayer answering business. Yes, brothers and sisters. But you know what? Can I be honest with you? Our sins are separating us from the Lord. I'm here to tell you there is nothing, and I certainly mean nothing, that God cannot and will not do. The Bible clearly tells us, if you love me, keep my commandments. I'm not talking about the Old Testament commandments. I'm talking about the law that God laid down before he ascended into heaven. And he said, love ye one another. That is the ultimate law that he laid down. He did not say manipulate one another. He did not say control one another. He did not say witchcraft the minds of one another. He said, love ye one another. And so today we're going to, as we get ready to share in the word of God, what love really is all about. You know, within the confines of the body of Christ, Minister Mildred, this is the reason why our marriages are being destroyed. This is the reason why churches are folding on every side. This is the reason why that we have so much chaos within the confines of the body of Christ, because as spiritual leaders, even the leaders have become stagnant in the projection of what true love is. You see, love is not one-sided, Minister Mildred.
All right now.
It's not one-sided. Love does not have any stipulations with it. Well, I'll love you if you do this for me, or if you do that for me. No, this is what Jesus said. You are my disciples if you keep my commandments. And listen, I don't care what title you have behind your name, Bishop Townsend. Without you displaying the true, unadulterated, genuine love that God has mandated in this earth realm, Bishop Townsend, you talking loud, sir, but you ain't saying nothing, Minister Mildred.
Right. We attend the truth, Bishop. Amen. We have to have love. Amen. The genuine love of the word of God. amen, explains what is true love. And amen, and a lot of them might have the word, amen. The word might be in them. If you're not doing it in love, amen, it profits nothing.
It profits nothing. It never has and it never will. Now, here's what I want to share. If God, Minister Mildred, is able to heal us from cancer, if God is able to heal us, amen, from blood disease, leukemia, heart attacks, strokes, if God, watch this, if God is able, amen, to take and bless us financially above measure, he can bless our businesses, he can bless, amen, our churches, if he can bless all of these things, amen. I believe we got a caller. We're going to go to the phone line right now if we can get this caller. Caller, are you there? Okay, we lost the caller. But nevertheless, amen. For those of you that will be calling in for prayer, the number is 318-484-2500. Outside the local 318 area code, it's going to be 1-877-464-2500. All right, caller, we are live on the air with Moments of Inspiration. Are you calling for prayer?
Am I calling for where?
Are you calling for prayer?
Yes.
Okay, who do we have and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Are you one of our Facebook friends?
Yes, one of your Facebook friends.
Okay, God bless you. Who do we have?
Leon Dale.
Okay, God bless you, Brother Dale. How are you on this blessed day?
I am doing well.
Amen, amen. Well, you know what? From the sound of your voice, don't sound like you calling for prayer. Sound like you calling with a testimony.
Well, I don't know. A testimony. Well, my surgeries went well, thank God.
Amen.
From the last, when we had prayer on POP, when was that? A couple of days ago, I think I called in.
I think you called in
Thursday
on
night.
Thursday, yes, sir. It was Thursday night. We have our international prayer line where we have people from all over the country calling in. Yes, sir, you did call in.
Yes, and after the prayer, my life has been going in the direction that God would have me go. I've seen a big change in my life after prayer. And in that prayer, I had the faith, and you all had the faith for me.
Yes. Amen. Now, when you say your life has been going in another direction, help our listening audience to understand exactly what you're saying, because people need to know that we serve a God that is very much alive and well, and that he does answer prayer. So what has taken place? What has transpired in that short amount of time?
In that short amount of time, when I say my life has turned around, I'm different and moving in the direction of God. And if you have something in your life that you need to take out, God will do it for you and deliver you from whatever it is.
Yes, yes. Praise God. So you're saying God has brought deliverance in your life for a thing that you didn't want in your life anymore.
Absolutely. He did that for me.
Amen, amen. Well, I tell you what, Brother Dale, that is the magnificent power of Jesus Christ. Amen, that is still operating. And you know what? We believe in touching and agreeing with people, letting them know that the same Jesus Christ that raised Lazarus from the dead over 2,000 years ago can raise us from dead circumstances and situations in our life.
Amen.
Amen. And I tell you what, we were blown out of the water with your testimony as well, how the Lord, if you kindly will, because there's somebody out there right now, you shared it with us, but if I could just get you just briefly to share, as I often tell our radio listening audience, none of this is scripted. This is not pre-rehearsed. Amen. It is what it is, and what God gives us, that's what we do. We didn't know you were calling. We didn't know that you were going to call in, but you did share a dynamic testimony with us concerning seizures that you were going through. And there are people out there right now within the area that we're broadcasting from, the Louisiana area, who probably have loved ones who are suffering from seizures. Tell us what God done for you.
God has done for me in those few days, usually I have tremors before the seizures come on.
Yes.
But those tremors have stopped. I did not have any more tremors.
My Lord.
Prior to the seizure coming on, what I mean by that, I didn't have a seizure in those couple nights because I was having them frequently.
My Lord. When you said you were having seizures, when did your seizures start? And that could be, because this is going to help somebody that's in the listening audience. And you're calling from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. We got people listening all over, from Georgia, from Baltimore, Maryland, from Mississippi, everywhere they're listening, even parts of Canada that they're listening in. But your testimony, tell us, when did the seizure start?
Well, the seizure started probably back in 2002. I would say 2002.
Wow.
And from that point up to, it was 5 years, I was starting to have them. Well, I started having them from 2002 up until, you know, I can't recall.
That's okay.
But the listening, the listening order, audience, what is it? Audience. Well, I want to say that God can do it for you.
Amen.
And they can, and he can work a miracle in your life.
Amen.
So he can deliver you from those seizures, whatever medical condition you have.
Amen.
In fact, I had a brother just went to Mayo Clinic in Minnesota.
Yes, sir.
And he was in critical condition, but prayer changes things.
Yeah.
They said he had sickle cell.
Yes, sir.
But now he's opened his eyes and he's talking, and they did something with the blood, transferred the blood, honey, or something, and he's doing well. And people, the family and people have been praying for him.
Yes.
And God is making a difference in his life.
Yes.
And also I told my niece this morning, I say he's going to have a testimony.
Amen.
Once he get a heart that bed,
yes.
Go home,
yes.
And he's going to have a big testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. I tell you what, brother, that's just amazing. And people need to know that God is alive. Jesus Christ is alive. And if people were to just learn to believe, it doesn't matter what sociological perspective you come from. It doesn't matter what background you have. You don't have to come from rich parents or poor parents. You don't have to come from black, white, Hispanic, Asian, any ethnicity. It doesn't matter. Jesus Christ said, whosoever will, let them come. Amen. And I thank God for your testimony and your beautiful wife. She's right there with you. Would she like to have anything to say since you both are together?
Yes, she would. Here she is, right here.
Amen.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord, Sister Dale. God bless you. How are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
We are blessed of the Lord. So glad you could join us on today.
We really enjoyed you all Thursday night. I mean, we both were just blessed.
My
Lord. We were rejoicing and thanking God. It felt like we had been in church.
Yes.
And we're just very touched and blessed.
Amen.
Of the Lord.
Amen. Well, I tell you what. I tell people we are the church, Sister Dale. Amen. And,
yes.
And we don't negate from the fact that gives anybody excuse not to assemble themselves within the four corners of the building, be it all possible. Amen. But the magnitude of who we are is orchestrated on what we display outside the four walls. Amen.
Yes.
What we are doing
Amen.
Right now, even what we are doing right now is considered church. Amen.
Yes.
What we are doing,
yes.
even
Amen.
At this very moment, is considered church, because there are senior citizens that can't get out. The sad part about it is we're not even reaching out to go get them so they can come out.
Amen. Amen.
And so this is the reason why we've taken on this magnitude of ministry, to reach out to people and to let them know, even within the confines of where we are right now in Louisiana, we're believing God for a church. But you know what? It's going to be an outreach church, reaching out.
Yeah.
To people, reaching
yeah.
out. This is why we're doing what we're doing, even on the Facebook, on the prayer line, reaching out to people. And this is how we came in contact with you guys. And we thank God. We don't count it slack thanking God for bringing the people like yourself even into our ministerial lives so that we can share and receive. And one thing I think that people always understand on the prayer line that God has given us, it is about empowerment and participation. There's no big I and little you on our prayer line. Everyone who has that spiritual gift, we allow them to share in that gift. Unlike most conventional churches, you've got to go up through the political arena before you can arise. But I don't think Jesus wants us to operate from politics. He wants us to strictly operate from knowing the ability. And this is what spiritual discernment comes in at, knowing the ability in which that God places inside of a person. And truly, there is ministerial ability within the confines of you and your husband. And we thank God for the kingdom connection that he's blessed us with.
Amen. You're a blessing to us, and we truly enjoy your posting, your encouragement, and we really, really enjoyed the broadcast the other night. Amen. So we'll be listening in, and God bless you.
Amen.
And your darling wife, Mildred, also. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Well, listen, God bless the both of you. And if the Lord says the same, we'll get a chance to catch you guys on the prayer line on Sunday if you're available.
Yes, yes. God bless you all. And Bishop, I would like to say this.
Yes, sir.
I always say God is God.
Uh-huh.
Man is man.
Uh-huh.
And God can do it for you. Man can only give you a theory or give you some suggestions or practicing on that medicine.
Uh-huh.
But you got to look unto God.
That's
for
right.
The deliverance.
That's right. You know what, Brother Dale? It all goes back to this, and I'll say this before I let you guys go. God has always honored man with the point of contacts that he uses to receive his healing through. Whether it be through a man, whether it be through medicine, when it's all said and done, it goes back to this, according to your faith.
Be it unto
you.
According to your faith.
That's right. That's right. So if you believe that the penicillin will help, it will help. If you believe that the medication will help, because when it's all said and done, man treats the symptoms, but God heals the body.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man can treat the symptoms, but if God don't tell that body regenerate and heal, I don't care how much medicine he gives it.
Amen.
Amen. So my brother and sister, listen, we love you guys with the love of the Lord, and we thank God for the kingdom connection, and we'll be in touch again with you real soon.
And we thank God for you all.
All right, my brother. God bless you.
God bless you all.
God bless you. All right. 484-2500 is the number to call inside the 318. 877-464-2500. Yes, that brother shared a dynamic testimony on our international prayer line. You know what? Somebody might be out there listening right now, Minister Mildred, and they may say, well, Bishop Townsend, why haven't you guys shared with us about your international prayer line that you have every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday? So what I'd like you to do right now, Minister Mildred, do you remember the information to share with them every Tuesday? Now, I'll tell you what we'll do. Somebody needs to get a pencil and paper first, and they may not be prepared. So what we want you to do, listening audience, get your pencil, get your paper, and I want you to get ready to record, because we have an international prayer line as well, where we have brothers and sisters calling from all over the continental United States, and I'm talking about with dynamic testimonies. All right, we're going to go back to the prayer line. Caller, this is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints with Bishop Kenny and Minister Mildred Townsend. You are live on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Okay, my name is Norris.
Norris?
I'm calling from Pineville, which is Ruby, Louisiana.
Okay. Can you turn your radio down a little bit? Getting the bad feedback from you.
No, I'm on the volume phone.
Okay, you're on the volume phone. Okay, well, go right ahead.
And I'm calling to ask you all to pray for me that my leg and arm gets better.
Okay.
I got hit last year.
Okay.
June 18th.
Uh-huh.
Hit and run.
Okay.
And the paramedics taking me to Opelousas General.
Okay.
Lafayette General.
Yes.
And they had to teach me how to walk all over again.
Mm.
And my son from Dallas, Texas, he wanted to take me to Crowley Nursing Home, but I prefer coming to Marksville Nursing Home.
I understand.
I know some people and kid folks. And the VA doctors, therapist.
Okay.
They looked at me and everything, and I went to therapist, and I stopped going. I'm supposed to start back on the 15th of next month.
Okay.
I'm doing pretty good, thank God.
Yes.
Yes, I am. And could have been dead and gone.
Okay.
But the Lord killed me here for a reason.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And I just want to thank him.
Amen.
And I want you all to pray for me.
We're going to pray with you right now. What did you say your name was again?
Norris.
Brother Norris, we're going to pray right now. We're going to pray. Minister Miller, let's pray with Brother Norris. He said he was involved in a hit and run. But Brother Norris, I'm going to share this before we pray. The person that hit you and ran, they running, but they ain't got away.
Come on, that's it. I hear it in the spirit. That's right.
They hit you and ran, and I can tell you what. Ever since the hit and run, they have not had one day's peace knowing what they done was wrong.
I did not curse for nothing.
Yes.
Oh, you no bad name. I said, Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever I did.
Don't mean you did anything. Bad things happen to good people too, Brother Norris. The Bible clearly tells us this. It rains on the just as well as the unjust. The same God that sends rain, guess what? He still sends rain on that rapist, that murderer. That good person. See, that's how sovereign and loving he is. So that don't mean you've done nothing bad. We're living in a world where Satan is busy. And most of us are still susceptible to the things that he did. But now watch this. You just gave the answer. You just gave the godly answer. This weapon that was formed against you didn't prosper, because if it prospered, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. Yeah. So that right there tells me, even though what the enemy meant for bad, God still turns it into good. But I want to share this with you. There was a little girl in the city of Chicago. She was hit by a driver.
Yeah.
And he drug her body for, oh my God, like several, but hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of feet before her little body dislodged. He knew he hit her. The little girl, needless to say, she was dead. But you know what, Brother Norris? 5 years went by. And after 5 years, that man went into the police station and turned himself in. And when the police asked him, they say, why after 5 years have you come to turn yourself in? He said, because for 5 years, I've not had one night's sleep. Oh, he said that little girl would come to him every time it seemed like he would go off to sleep. He said he would see her face come to him and said, you know what you did was wrong.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
For 5 years, every day. If that ain't hell, I don't know what is.
Torment.
You ain't got to die to go to hell.
Torment.
That's why we tell people now, while the blood is running warm in your veins, make Jesus your choice.
Right.
So you see, they haven't gotten away, Brother Norris. You just don't know about it. But I guarantee you, just as sure as you and I are having this conversation, they know about it.
Amen.
We're going to pray now. My minister, let's pray with Brother Norris about his arm and leg, that God will continuously heal that arm and leg.
Heavenly Father, first of all, Lord, we want to thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
God, we want to thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
That we've been having a conversation.
Thank you, Lord
today.
Jesus.
Lord God, that you
yes,
even,
Lord.
Glory to God, allow him to still live.
Yes, Lord.
Regardless of what happened to him, Lord God.
Yes, Jesus.
And Lord, to the victim,
yes,
the person, the
yes, Lord.
That hit him, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
We're even praying for him, Lord.
Yes,
that
Lord.
That's wrong what he did.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we have to go and make it right, Lord
yes,
God. And
Jesus.
We're praying, Lord God, that even his conscience would even
yes,
let
Lord.
Him know what he did was wrong.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Could have
in
been an accident or whatever.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
You know, we're praying even for hit and runs all over this country,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
Many have done that and
yes,
killed
Lord.
People. And
thank
still,
you, Lord.
Lord God.
Yes,
but Lord.
Lord,
we're thanking you for the healing.
Right now.
Brother Norris.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
Thank you for touching his arm. We
right
thank
now.
You for touching his leg.
In the name
Lord,
of
God,
Jesus.
Thank you for your healing power.
Thank you, Lord God.
Over him, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
and Lord,
Jesus.
And Lord, if you want to come back to the house, Lord God, wherever,
yes, Lord.
Lord, you be with him.
Work it out,
you
Lord.
Need it and work it out.
In the name
him,
of
Lord.
Jesus.